This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We are going to hear something today on Friday and Monday and Tuesday that was preached a couple years ago at Island, but it's a timely message. It's entitled The Last Hour. It's taken from 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, where John writes, "Little children, it is the last hour." Now, I put the question out there to you today. What makes Pastor Paul Esposito saying it's the last hour any different than the Apostle John saying it over 2,000 years ago now? Perhaps scoffers look at that and they look and that's their proof text. The Bible is wrong. That a man would write 2,000 years ago, it's the last hour and hello, we're still around. What makes me saying it different than John saying it? And friends, I've got an answer to that question. That's what we're looking at here today, Monday and Tuesday. So if you hear any old references in here, that's why this sermon was preached. This comes back to the end, I believe, of 2014. But once again, it's a timely message. So please tune into this program today, Monday and Tuesday. If you want a copy of it, send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com. I'd be glad to mail it to you. I also invite you out to Island Community Church this Sunday. My sermon is Romans chapter 10 we're in. The main point is Christ is the end of the law. Romans chapter 10, verse 4. We're in an ongoing verse-by-verse study in the book of Romans. That's where we're at this Sunday. So I would love to see you, and I'd invite you out to Island this weekend. Now, here's part one of this message, this important message, the last hour.
So nice to see some people back after the sermon I preached last week. That didn't scare you off. Hopefully nothing will. But it is what it is. We're looking at something called, it is the last hour. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. You can turn there if you'd like. We're going to go to a couple places today. We're just going to read one verse. It's on the handout. You don't have to turn there right now if you don't want. But 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. For those of you who might wonder what Bible translation I use, for the most part, New King James. I'm starting to lean toward the ESV. I really like that translation. They're able to cross the gap between, you know, NIV, between NIV and King James. The ESV does a good job of staying literal while explaining the Word of God in the modern vernacular. So I recommend that Bible to ESV Bible, ESV translation. New King James, though, is my favorite. And, of course, the King James is good as well. 1 John 2:18, it says, "Little children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming." Now, there's right off the bat something I don't like about the NIV or the ESV is the word "the" is missing there in that text, where it says, "You have heard that Antichrist is coming." No, the definite article should be there, the Antichrist. As you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know it is the last hour. Now the Apostle John said this around 90 AD. So what makes this statement more urgent today than it was 1,925 years ago? That's what I want to look at here today. The Holy Spirit said through John, it is the last hour. So how can that be? And what makes this hour any different? Seems like a 2,000-year-long hour, doesn't it? Again, here's the verse. Little children, it is the last hour. And you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know it is the last hour. Interesting. By which? By which we know. Now, first off, we got to have a working biblical understanding of what the word Antichrist means. Not the way that Hollywood describes to you what the word means. What does the Bible say? Now, we know what the word Christos means. The word means anointed. Like our word christening, right? Means to even smear with oil. The Christ is the anointed one. Anti can mean these three things. Anti means alternative to. Anti means instead of. And anti means in place of. Those three things. Alternative to. Alternative to Christ. Instead of Christ. In place of Christ. Like when John wrote, of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. That's grace in place of grace. 1 John 1:16. So again, as I said, Antichrist can mean and does mean alternative to Christ, in place of Christ, instead of Christ. Now John says that when we start to see these cheap imitations starting to flourish, then the hands of this last hour clock are getting perilously close to reaching their fullness, we could say. This was a sermon we looked at here a couple weeks ago, the fullness of the Gentiles. That there's a number written down somewhere, I believe, known only to God, of how many Gentiles are going to come to Christ. And then once that happens, the Bible says, door shut. And then many will try to get in. It says in Luke 13:24, many will try to get in. Many will try to get in, but will not be able. Now back to Antichrist. Anytime you hear someone say or talk about, now remember what the word means. Alternative to Christ or instead of Christ. In place of Christ. Anytime you hear someone say or talk about another way, this is the spirit of Antichrist. Have you ever heard that on TV before? Instead of Christ? In place of Christ? Ever watch Oprah before? How about Larry King? Let me ask you a question. If you're infected with measles or shingles, what happens? You get mumps and bumps, right? If you're infected with shingles, what happens? If you're infected with the spirit of Antichrist, what happens? You will know them by their fruits. Just like the person infected with shingles is the person infected with this spirit. 1 John 4:3 says the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. Don't pay attention to Hollywood. This is a spirit that's infecting people. Listen to this. 1 John chapter 4. It says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether or not they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you had heard was coming and now is in the world already. I want you to look through life, look at life through spiritual glasses, with the things that you see and the things that you hear. You know, Paul said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, I want to look at some signs today to offer proof that the hands of the clock say it's time to get ready. Now, first off, I've never answered the question, what makes this age any different? The scoffer looks at this prophetic word spoken by John almost 2,000 years ago and laughs. It's the last hour. What makes me saying it any different to you than Dwight L. Moody saying it 200 years ago or Martin Luther saying it? If Martin Luther got up and said, read that verse, little children, it is the last hour, what makes Paul Esposito saying it any different than anybody else? This is what I want to look at here today. Now, here's the difference. Now, most people here in the church have heard me use this analogy before. The Lord used for me the space shuttle countdown clock to teach this to me. At the resurrection and ascension of Jesus Christ, the clock ultimately started ticking. When the apostles watched Jesus ascend up into heaven, the angel said to him, "Why do you stand gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go." You see, once this happened, we entered into the last hour. Now, somewhere along the way, God's countdown clock was put on pause. The same as what happened to the space shuttle. You know, the space shuttle got hung up at T-minus what? 9 minutes. 9 minutes, they would hit the pause button on there. Right? That old saying is T-minus 9 minutes and counting. The clock could stay at 9 minutes for who knows how long. You see, 9 minutes is exactly 9 minutes, but 9 minutes is never 9 minutes. Does that make sense?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
life seems unfair.